Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Segment with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, her new documentary, Just Out, Flu and Flu Vaccines, What's Coming to the Needle, 2-DVD set. It is a life and death situation to get this out to medical workers, to nurses, to doctors. Sherry, in closing, I think the biggest issue here is they've been exposed to be involved in fraud. They know these vaccines are hurting people. We know the cost-benefit analysis. There's a lot more cost than supposed benefit. And now they tried in Massachusetts and New York to forcibly inoculate medical workers, police, and others. They rebelled and said no, but many got intimidated into it. Now they're back, you said earlier, covertly over 50 major medical institutions that own huge chains of hospitals saying, you've got to take this if you work here. That is so dangerous. So from what you're saying, they are implementing forced vaccination through stealth, and if they can make the medical workers submit, they're going to be primed to make us submit to forced inoculation. So we've got to stand behind them.
That sums it up, Alex. And I've said for years is that all of the vaccine industry is the backbone of the pharmaceutical industry. If we can inject all of these kids with now what amounts to 40 doses of 16 different vaccines, 40 doses of 16 different vaccines by the time they start kindergarten and get them sick with asthma, allergies, headaches, and on, we can now make them customers for life. And if we pull the vaccine industry out, by at least 50%, if not 100%, at least 50%, we would drop the incidence of illness and the cost of health care in this country like a rock.
And that's what mountains of admitted documentation shows. You've got it all on your website from the government's own research worldwide, different governments and institutions. But we saw it last year. Record low numbers of seasonal and H1N1 globally. People refuse. Record low flu season. Record low deaths. How many of you know somebody or you took the flu shot and almost killed your butt? I mean, but that's anecdotal. We have the statistics. We know. I'm speechless, Sherry. Closing comments on or any other issues you haven't covered?
No, I think that the most important thing is to get the DVD, get it from InfoWars, get it from us, get it out there to all of your friends and family. It is one of the most important works that I think I've ever done. And it took me 120 hours of research just to put the DVD together. It took me 120 hours to put the DVD and the material together. It took me thousands of hours to research it, to put it all, to get all the information.
And I'm glad we did this because, what, 6-8 months ago or more, I sent Rob Dew and others to interview you for my eugenics film. And this film I've been working on for 2 years. It's not going to be out till next year now, but it's the masterwork on everything. It's like an encyclopedia of their crimes. So I'm glad to hear that you were telling me during the break, because we screwed around and didn't get it out. You've gone out and gotten one out, and it looks extremely powerful. I mean, it's up to the listeners, though, to get this out to everybody.
It really is. It's everything you want to know, from manufacturing to what's in the needle to all of the statistics that Alex and I have spoken about over the last hour. It's all there. All you need to do is just spread the word.
Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, we're awake now. We're there reporting on the deaths and the epilepsy. 1 minute left. England has suspended the shot in under fives. They admit the government a tenfold increase in violent convulsions in healthy children. That's a big thing to have them admit that.
It is a big thing, but keep in mind, Alex, that was just one flu shot. That's Afluria. There are 8 different manufactured brands out there. They just suspended it in just one flu shot. They didn't suspend it in all children for all flu shots, just children under the age of 5 for Afluria. So that brings back to the point. There are 8 different manufactured flu shots. They all have different side effect profiles, and they all have different ingredients. You must not let this stuff be injected into your body.
And I had the head of the British Medical Journal on, and she said, yes, it's all a fraud. I mean, this is amazing how far we've come, and they're really getting desperate now trying to use this pertussis thing in California to hide force inoculation. Doc, God bless you. We'll talk to you again very soon.
Thank you very much, Alex. You have a great afternoon.
You bet. You too. I'll call you after the show. There goes Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Bob Chapman is coming up on The Economy. Stay with us.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Excited. We're routing the global government. We're exposing the bankers. We're exposing their eugenics operation. We're having devastating effect on the enemy. And when we, the people, turn loose the power that is innate in our species, with God's help, we can rout out this evil. But we have to start respecting ourselves, believing that we can have an effect, and taking the field of intellectual battle. And we've got to pray to our Heavenly Father to lead, guide, and direct us. Now, I've got a lot of incredible financial news here. Obviously, you don't need me to tell you that gold has hit three times this week, broken its all-time record, or that they admit that Americans are more poor now than we've ever been in our history. We're in a higher rate of debt than we were during the depths of the Great Depression. We're going to be walking through all of this with Bob Chapman today. But first, I wanted to get Bob Chapman's take on Pennsylvania Homeland Security employed Israeli company to suppress American political speech. And they use this company to track and get people and have their rights suppressed and arrested at the G20. Is this not espionage and high treason, espionage on the end of Israel, high treason on by this state and by the federal government to be doing this We know this has been going on for a long time. In NLE09, FEMA admitted they were working with troops from 14 nations to practice waging war against the American people. But it just even shocks me, Bob, how bad it's gotten. It's like termites. When you move some boxes in your warehouse and they're full of termites, or when you are putting in new sheetrock and find out there's termites behind the wall or cockroaches. I mean, you've been talking about this for a long time, Bob.
Well, that's right. And, you know, they've been controlling the telephone conversations for years and years. And the same Israeli company goes back into the late 1970s. And the reason I know that is that they accessed my phone one time and called me at 3 o'clock in the morning, and they told me they were going to kill me. Well, I said, come on right over, would you please? And we haven't had any action for
a long
time.
So you think that was Israelis that happened? It's happened many times, but I was at Bilderberg 2008. It was over. I took the guys to a local hamburger/steakhouse. I called my wife, had a private conversation about one of her parents who was sick. I hung the phone up, and then someone called her with no number on caller ID and said that I'd gotten her pregnant. My wife said, that's impossible. And she said, that's right, you bleeper. And, we're basically going to get you. And then told her some private things that have been said over the phone. It's just amazing.
Well, it's been going on for a long time. In fact, how I know it was the Israelis is the caller was Mordecai Levy, who is now deceased. And I think he took a swan dive when he was in jail from the third level. But he probably had some help. But the point is, there's no question that's who it was. And so this goes back a long way. And I think if you look at the investigations that they had in San Francisco, probably 20, 25 years ago, with the ADL and their antics.
It was 1990 through 96.
What was it?
1990 through 96.
That's right. And who was that guy named Ray Roy?
I've got his name. Hold on. I'll pull his name up right here. His name was Roy Bullock and Tom Girard. You got a good memory there, Bob.
Yeah, they were involved in it, and they were spies.
You're saying you were harassed by these guys.
That's right.
Wow, because you lived out there.
They were after me for years. And I never even really ever talked about, in those days, Zionism or anything Jewish or anything else.
No. That's in the news.
They felt like it.
Listen, it's anti-war groups. It's Tea Parties. It's liberals. Basically, they've been hired by the U.S. government just to go after anybody who talks to their neighbor. I mean, it's like you're not allowed to have speech in America.
Well, they came to my house the following day and sat across the street. So my son and I went over to visit them with our ARs, and they left and they never came back.
Now, is that your son that was the police chief?
No, that my nephew is assistant police chief.
Oh, that's right.
My son, he's not in that line of work.
I knew it was some of your family out there.
My son was 12 at the time. Now he's 42, so it was 30 years ago. I mean, these people have harassed me since 1967.
But that's the issue, is that it's so brazen, and now it's the ADL that openly trains the police departments, along with the Southern Poverty Law Center and others.
Well, that's true.
I mean, at least in the 1990s, they went to jail for this stuff. Now these groups don't get in any trouble.
Well, the question is, and if you brought it up at the beginning of the conversation, fundamentally, how can we as a nation allow foreign countries' agencies to come in and do things that American companies are capable of?
Oh, boy. All right. Well, we got through that subject. I covered it extensively in the first hour. I'm just sick of it. I just want to live in peace. I don't want to have 60% tax rates. I don't want these illegal wars. I don't want to go through naked body scanners. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. And I'm not a terrorist, but I think that, these groups and the federal government and have bit off more than they can chew now that patriots know about the Mayak report and know that these groups are targeting the Tea Parties and everybody else. I mean, like you said, Bob, it's almost like these groups make enemies. You weren't even criticizing these groups and they were coming after you.
That's right. And I don't think they've ever had anybody say the things to them that I did. And I'm glad I said them. Actually, the first conversation, my wife told him that. Yeah, she just said, look, you want to come on? You want to die? Come on over. We can arrange anything here.
Well,
I lived in Malibu for 20 years, and at that time I was living there, and we had everything scoped out.
Well, I don't know who's calling us, death-threatening us. I just know they're already listening to our phones. They like to let us know what our dog's doing in the backyard. They like to let my wife know what we were just talking about. So whoever it is taps my phones, then a few times a year just calls up and says, I'll cut your head off, I'll rape you, your little dog was just out back drinking water, I'd like to kill it. Really nice people.
Well, that's psychological warfare, and because of the sacrifices that you've made for the American people, you're going to have to put up with it and be strong and don't let it get to you and keep on doing the fantastic work that you're doing. And we are kicking them all over the place. We're killing them. Incidentally, I was on Wednesday again in Athens, and I gave them an earful again. And I don't know if you saw the article in Vanity Fair by Mike Lewis, who's an author. Anyway, he mentioned the fact that he went up to see these monks who were very active in politics in Greece. And he said, well, how do you know so much about all this stuff? And they said, well, Bob Chapman at the International Forecaster is our advisor.
No, I did see that with the Orthodox church plugging you. So you're certainly having an effect, Bob.
Well, I love it, and I'm safely tucked away. They have a heck of a time trying to find me, and we're going to keep on doing it, and we're going to win. And so, all of you people out there, we are going to win. You just got to help us. You got to do your part. Listen what Alex says, because he's closer to the heartbeat of what's going on than I am. And go forward, get those DVDs out, and let the whole world know who's taking advantage of them.
Bob, let's get into the economy. I was looking around for my stack. I covered it in the first hour. Then I got into geoengineering and sterilization vaccines and everything else. But I have this huge stack here it is. I found the stack. Gold rises to record on increased demand for wealth protection. Well, we've always said you can't trust these derivatives. You can't trust all this paper money. Silver hits all-time high along with gold. I got to go back 2 months ago when it was at its new low in the last year. You said, I looked for September. I looked for it to run up. And then Bloomberg reported, 2 weeks ago that the majority of future options on gold in New York and Chicago are at 1,500 by the middle of December. So you've been absolutely right again, Bob. So tell us what's coming up with gold.
Well, first of all, thank you. Gold is up 262. It's still trading in the October month. And silver's up 3 pennies today, which is good considering the gains that it's made recently. One of my deep people who get me information told me today that the lawsuit, the class action lawsuit against J.P. Morgan Chase and the silver scam is continuing to go forward. They haven't announced it yet. When they will, I don't know. But I got that from the horse's mouth. So it hasn't gone away unless they change their mind. And they've got input from people who are involved. And so, as far as evidence is concerned, they've got plenty of it. One of the things that happened yesterday, they had the auctions. And the foreigners bought a little bit more treasuries than they had before. But something that people have overlooked is that, and this is a big development, and that is central banks sold $57 billion worth of U.S. agency debt.
Bob, stay there. We got a break. Sorry to interrupt. We're going to come right back with that on the other side and get more into the economy. Stay with us.
Off-the-grid remedies can still be grown in your own backyard. Tap into powerful off-the-grid healthcare using all-natural, time-tested herbal medications that you grow yourself with the new Survival Herb Bank. Take the first preventative step against the coming socialized medical shortages with SurvivalHerbBank.com. Traditional herbal remedies have been used effectively for centuries, but the big pharmaceutical and big government cartel can't patent their natural healing powers. That's why they are trying to ban them. The Survival Herb Bank contains 20 powerful herbs, all with proven track records. Records as off-the-grid remedies. And here's the best part. When you grow your own herbal medicines, potencies go through the roof. Learn more at SurvivalHerbBank.com. Plus, get the ebook, How to Grow Your Own Herbs for Survival Remedies, a $39 value free with every Survival Herb Bank order. Now at less than half price while supplies last at SurvivalHerbBank.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. SurvivalHerbBank.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes. Free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 7850. 800-405-7850.
It's Friday, September 17th, 2010. Bob Chapman with his once-a-week Friday visit is our guest. We'll be talking more about the economy. We're going to open the phones up specifically for first-time callers with questions, economic questions, for Bob Chapman, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231 will get you up and on the air. Here's some of the headlines I've got. This is out of the French news agency. Wall Street casino spooks small American investors, and people just don't trust it anymore. They know it's a rigged game. Here's another one. Lost decade for family income. NAFTA and GATT destroyed the economy. Record number of Americans living in poverty, 43.6 million. And that's with cooked government numbers. There's a lot of working poor. U.S. workers' poverty reaches 50-year high. But I looked at those numbers, it's even higher. Gold and silver hit new highs for second time in 1 week. Gold rises to record on increased demand for wealth protection. Bob, you were finishing up a point as we went to break.
Right. And, yes, we did have some purchases of Treasury securities in the last auction. But the significant thing is that we had $57 billion worth of U.S. agency debt. That's Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Ginny Mae, and FHA that was sold. And that means to me that foreign central banks are getting serious about diversifying their reserves away from the new U.S. dollar.
Bob, that's $57 billion. That's Dr. Evil level stuff. We've had tens of trillions stolen by the central banks. China has devalued U.S. investments, saying they're not AAA. So you're saying you're really starting to see the exodus out of our entire economic system.
Yeah, that's correct. And it began about 17 months ago when 64.5% of foreign reserves of foreign countries were in dollars. Now that figure is 59.5%. But this is just more proof that it's ongoing.
Bob, what do you expect gold to do? Because you've been predicting this steadily. What's the main reason? I mean, I guess AP and Bloomberg get it right. People are fleeing to gold and silver as a safe haven against fiat currencies and derivatives instruments?
Yes, and that has been going on for the last 10 years in a small way. Now there's more people coming into the market to do that. They've been fleeing to treasuries as well as commodities and gold and silver. I think tomorrow will be a decent day, maybe even to plus $5, and the same on Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday and Thursday should be weaker because at least Thursday and Friday next week, because on Monday the following week we have option exploration on gold and silver contracts. And so they try to push the price down every time that comes around.
How much do you think it will go down next week?
Oh, maybe $5 or $10, $15 at worst.
And then what? In a week or two, race back up to pass the last high?
It's going to go right through 1,300 like it wasn't there.
Oh, you're...
And silver's going to break out over 21 and run to 23, 4, 5.
So you're predicting, when will it go to 23, 4, 5 in silver? When will it break 1,300 in gold?
Over the next 3 weeks.
Well, you heard it from Bob Chapman. Within 3 weeks, are you saying it's a certainty or like 90% chance? Or?
Well, nothing is ever certain in this life anymore. But unless something untoward happens, we got a great chance of it going through 1,300 during that time frame. This giant net short positions, and they're all naked on the COMEX. We've seen reports that the leverage is anywhere between 40 and 100 to 1 on the LBMA in London in both silver and gold contracts. We also see gold and silver going up and not a lot of movement to the upside by the ETFs, GLD and SLV. And we see giant short positions in the gold producing gold and silver shares, and even some of the smaller companies. And if gold runs away and silver runs away to the upside, I can promise you there'll be blood on the moon because they're going to have to cover, and that'll catapult the price higher during the next couple of months.
What about Bloomberg's report of 2 weeks ago that it's $1,500 a gold, that's what the majority of the futures are in December? Do you put any stake in that? I mean, that's what they say that's the case. I guess they can look it up.
Yes, that is so. That's a ways away. Whether that can be attained remains to be seen, but that's what speculation in the market is all about.
Vegas is normally right with what they're saying on a horse race or a boxing match. I mean, does that have as much validity as Vegas or?
Probably more.
probably more. Okay, stay there. Let's finish up with gold and more of the economic outlook with Bob Chapman after this quick break and your phone calls. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Buy the case or buy the pallet. Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us today. Bob Chapman is our guest. We're going to go to John, Mark, Aaron, Michael, and Bill, and a few others for him in just a moment. And I want to get his take on the overall economic outlook with the inflation, joblessness, the unemployment numbers. But I briefly wanted to bring Ted Anderson up, the owner of the GCN Radio Network. I mean, before he even had the Genesis Network 14 years ago, he was one of my first sponsors in gold and silver. And we keep telling people, back when gold was $280 an ounce, we told you to get gold and silver. Back when silver was $5, $6 an ounce, now it's over $20. And it's just common sense in every case in history, whether it was Germany in the 30s, in the Weimar Republic in the 20s and 30s, or whether it is what's happening in Zimbabwe and Africa or Argentina. It's real simple. When governments start printing tens of trillions of dollars in currency, when they start allowing megabanks to sell fake derivatives, counterfeit instruments, When they do this, and when the government's spending double or triple now what it brings in revenue, you're going to have currency devaluation. You're going to have joblessness. You're going to have a depression. I mean, we're not rocket scientists, okay? This is common sense stuff, like I said last hour. When the insert of the different flu vaccines says it can cause Guillain-Barre's, cancer, infertility, narcolepsy, don't take it, okay? It's like these drug ads on TV. The side effects are worse than what it supposedly treats. And this is a no-brainer. And Ted is almost out of the gold and silver at the lower price. It already went up some, but he still is able to buy gold and silver when it was lower. And it's a great deal. He's got silver half dollars that are going for $26 most places. The better deals are $23 for a full one-ounce coin. What is it, $16, $15 for the half ounce coin. In fact, Ted's got all the technical numbers on this. I just know you can't get one of these silver half dollars for less than $12 out there, and he's got them for $10. So, Ted, briefly, tell us about those specific specials and how much silver's in the coin, how much gold is in the franc. Explain that to everybody because sometimes I get it slightly wrong.
Yeah, I know, and it's easy to do because the governments never made them exactly to follow the Everdepois system. They weren't doing that until about 1971 when the Krugerrand came out, and that was the first coin that ever really reflected that particular measurement of weights and measure. But the Walking Liberty half that we've been talking about at $9.95, that I mean, just about anywhere now they're at $13 plus. Contains right between a third and a half of an ounce. It's 0.36165. I think that's, actually I'm just going off of my memory, it's pretty close. The franc coin, again, it's, I call it a fifth of an ounce of gold, but it's, a fifth of an ounce would be 0.2 right on the nose. Well, you gotta remember, troy ounces weren't measured back then. It was called a 20 franc, and that was the measurement that was done all throughout Europe. It's just hair short of a fifth of an ounce. It's like 0.185 something, you know, it's just almost right there. So I call it a fifth of an ounce. That's what everybody does. And the coin is trading right now at $275. If you take that coin and you subtract the fact that I'm buying everybody a full year subscription to the Bob Chapman's International Forecaster that buys the coin, I mean, right now you're talking about just a little bit under $560 an ounce for gold. And now everybody knows that gold's going up. I mean, right now, gold is sitting at 277.60, and we've seen a high today already of 1,200, I mean, it's 277.60, 1,277.60, and we've seen a high today of 1,281.10. You know, that Bob's saying that we're going to have $1,300 an ounce gold. I can tell you right now, all you need is a $20 increase in gold, and not even that now, in order to see $1,300 an ounce gold. That is like just such a no-brainer, unless if something happens between now and perhaps the next few days where there's a large sell-off and it corrects. You know, that three-week time period that Alex, that Bob is talking about is probably conservative. It could happen next week or even toward the end of today's
trading. Well, let me stop you, though. Let me quantify the fact that you are selling a silver half dollar that I see on the web for $13, $14, $15, $16, you're selling it for how much?
Well, we're selling it right now for $995 a coin. And so,
no, Ted, I'm talking about the silver.
$9.95 a coin. So, I mean, that is just, you know, it's really discounted. It's just because I have a safe full of them, and I bought them before silver ran up over $20 an ounce. You know, and that's the bottom line there. I mean, if you're interested in that Walking Liberty half, you're not going to find that better somewhere else. And you're not going to be able to buy a franc for $275, get a full-year subscription to Bob Chapman's newsletter. I mean, that $275 is hard to find to start with. And now,
yeah, but let's be clear, Ted. They're not $900 a piece. They're $9 and what?
Yeah, $9.95. I apologize. I'm getting too many numbers in my head.
Oh, no. Listen, that's why I've got you up here, because I can't keep track of all this. And all over the web, they're selling these for $12, $13, $14, $15, $16 a coin.
That's what it is, Alex.
All right. How long can you hold it at that deal?
I am going to be holding this deal until Sunday night, not Monday, Sunday night, because the prices have already gone up. Silver shot up over $20 an ounce. I don't think we're going to see silver hold down below.
Okay, and what do you have in gold coins at the lower price?
Well, again, I have a neat little supply. We do have some of those Buffalo coins. If you want to get them, it's going to be first come, first served. We have some $10 Liberties and $20 Liberties that are just touching, like the $20 Liberties, just getting into the $1,600 level. And with gold spot right now at $1,277, this being a 100-year-old coin, you know, you just can't get that coin at such a low price like that. There's just a variety of different things. If you want to get into the bags of junk silver, we have those. Bars, I know that I'm picking up about $100,000 worth of, I think they're Pam Swiss bars that are coming. I have to see them when they get in here. But again, all that stuff is really at a very good price right now. And Alex, come on, with what the economy is doing right now and what's going on worldwide, I mean, China. If you take a look at what the World Gold Council is saying about China, if China just catches up to Singapore and some of the Vietnam and some of those countries just around them as far as how much gold is held per person, I mean, it's going to throw gold right through the roof. You know, India, and not to mention what's going on in the Western world, and yet still only about 20% of the people are even starting to get involved with gold at this particular time. Everybody else is still tied up in the banks and the stock market thinking that we're going to have an economic return of some kind. I mean, you know, people better be diversifying into gold, and it just only makes sense that people get involved at this time.
Absolutely, Ted. Well, let's give people the toll-free number. It's 800-686-2237. I hope folks will take advantage of this. 800-686-2237. And you've also got a deal when they buy one franc, an already a really great deal, a wonderful deal. They get a free one-year subscription. What is that, $159 value of the hard copy or the twice-a-week digital copy of the International Forecaster? Or they can call and just get a free one-time introductory copy of vital intelligence from Bob Chapman. They can also call the main number for that, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Alex, for having me up.
You bet. There goes Ted Anderson. I like to get Ted up because I can't keep track of all these gold and silver prices. All I know is when I go out and shop it, always the best deal I can find is Ted Anderson. His regular deals are great, but these radio specials, well, Bob, you're a gold and silver expert, one of the biggest out there. Are those great deals he just offered on gold and silver?
They certainly are. They certainly are. And you can just see the history of the last year when he's been offering franc. I think he started about 135 or 140, and now it's moved up to 175, and that's below the actual market. And the same thing with the Liberties. He started around $7.50, and now they're $10. And on eBay, they're higher. And so those are very good buys. And it's a good way for people who are not in coins to get started in coins. And, you know, maybe buy some other different coins or more of the French francs. And it's also a great way to get introduced to the International Forecaster at no cost. I mean, the publication, I've been publishing it for over 20 years, and anything that you need to know every week is in that publication. The things that are not on the mainline media, of course, that exempts Alex because he covers lots of what I do, but not everybody listens to Alex, so sometimes you don't have time. And so you pick up the International Forecaster on Wednesdays and Saturdays, and you spend an hour reading it, and you know what's going on.
Now, it's invaluable information. Let's go to phone calls here. Well, I want to make this final point. We're not happy about being right, folks. I'm not happy when I get a Rockefeller Foundation document that they're sure enough adding hormones to vaccines to covertly sterilize women. We're not happy when we're proven right. We're not happy when gold and silver goes up because it means the dollar is deteriorating. It means our future's deteriorating. But it's a stopgap measure, and it's just like Bloomberg said, people are rushing into it on safe haven. And so, you know, we're just here adapting and trying to overcome and trying to survive like everybody else, and we wish that the dollar was strong and our industry was strong and the economy was strong, but it's not. And it's just that simple. We're right. We've been right. We know what we're talking about. It's just that simple. Let's talk to John in Washington. You're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Calling here from Seattle. Hey, Bob, a couple quick questions for you. What about palladium and platinum in your metals mix? And then, you know, I emailed you once and you responded, just as Alex said you always would, and you talked about income trusts, income-producing trusts. Is there certain sectors that you would be interested in that, or even specific ones that you would look at? But I think you probably maybe just want to highlight certain sectors in that area.
Well, first of all, with platinum and palladium, the performance has been spectacular. And in fact, they've even gone further ahead percentage-wise than gold and silver have. But they are basically industrial metals, and much more so than gold and silver. And so I think there'll be a catch-up by gold and silver on a percentage basis over the next couple of years. But they have done very well, and they are good investments. I like the fact that gold and silver have been monetary metals in the past, and I always look forward to the time that maybe we might have enough problems that we have to use them commence trade with. And so I like to stick to them, but platinum and palladium have done very well and probably will continue to, but probably not as good a performance as gold and silver because they've already run up in front of them. The other part of the question was?
Income-producing trusts.
Oh, yes. The only ones that I have looked at and have liked are the oil and gas trusts.
Exactly, those family partnerships. It can also be used as a family partnership, correct?
Right, and they're yielding about 7% a month, you know, 7% on an annualized basis that they pay every month. And for people who are elderly who need more income, then that's a good way to go. But it's not without risk, too, because if the price of oil went to $40 to $40 a barrel, the value of the security that you purchase certainly would go down, even though the dividend would still be there for you. On the other hand, if oil were to go from $75 to $115 a barrel, then the value of the security, the trust, would go up. And so there is a play in the market there. But you can't get that kind of yield anyplace else, and it's a natural resource. And with all the nasty things that are going on in the world,
Yeah. There's
a good chance that they could make oil go higher.
Well, it's just like gold or silver comes out of the ground or platinum. I mean, it's a raw material that has always had intrinsic value. I appreciate your call, John. Let's go to Mark in Oklahoma. You're on the air, Mark.
Good afternoon. How are you all doing this afternoon?
Good, sir. Welcome.
Hey, I woke up to your show about a couple of years ago from an anonymous lady, and believe it or not, I can't even find her name in the phone book. I don't even know who she is now. So, anyway, that's you can call that divine providence, I guess, but I've been able to wake up several people here in Oklahoma, and what I wanted to talk about is I went to an energy conference this past Wednesday here in Oklahoma, and a Rhodes Scholar was speaking as a keynote speaker at lunch, and he was talking about the CO2 and carbon trading and carbon taxes, and at the end, he opened it up for questions, and so I said, that, you know, oil went from $80 to $140 very quickly. And I said that was in due large part to derivatives trading by Goldman Sachs bankers. And now you're sitting here telling us that we should trust the same people that are going to be allowed to trade these same derivatives on carbon, which would raise prices for all energy in general. And so that creates another economic choke point. So why should we trust the very same people that got us into trouble in the first place?
Well, plus, it's a solution to a non-issue. What did he say to that?
Well, he had no comment. He was taken back by it that someone in the audience was even aware enough to ask the question. And I had several people that come up to me at the end and said, why don't you run for office? And I said, oh, no, if I was in office, I couldn't ask that question.
Well, here's the good news. These different you know, mercantile exchanges having these carbon credits, you know, they've gone from over $100 down to 50 cents. I mean, I've seen cases of that. They're all gone from blue chip, you know, high quality AAA stuff down to penny stocks. Bob Chapman?
That's right. And, it's this business of carbon taxation is an absolute scam. And of course, the whole thing is run by Al Gore and other members of the Council on Foreign Relations, et cetera. And this is the way they want to fund what they want to fund, not only in the United States, but worldwide. And they just don't want to give up. I mean, you and I covered this in a big way about a year ago, especially when we were part of the group that exposed what was going on. And carbon taxes are just another scam, and I'm happy that this gentleman stood up and asked the hard question of, what do you mean? What are you doing? And the speaker had to back off and just stand there and say nothing because someone had exposed him for what he was and just another phony.
Well, this gives the private bankers control over energy, and they state the global government will be run by the six mega banks, and they will charge you carbon taxes, and you will pay them. And it's just a giant fraud. Hey, we're the bankers that ripped you off. Now pay us money or the earth will die. I mean, it's the oldest trick in the book, and the good news is it's imploding. We're going to jam in Aaron, Michael, and Bill, maybe even Brian, in the final segment straight ahead with Bob Chapman. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. GCNLive.com is a great news website as well. They post a lot of our key reports and many others from Ron Paul and others at GCNLive.com. So for other news we haven't covered, GCNLive.com.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
will are not the kind to kiss and tell. But I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a nine. So fine.
All right, it's a final segment here. We're just doing our best to get people to wake up to how crazy things have gotten. And this happens every time in history. You let corruption take over, it gets worse and worse and worse till the society collapses and the crooks don't care. It's outrageous. But now they've engineered the collapse into their profit scheme with the White House science czar now giving press conferences saying, post-industrial, we want to destroy America. And they're clapping. Yay! It's wonderful! The Depression's good to lower our carbon footprint. You can't make up stuff like this. Up next is Aaron in California. You're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Hey, Alex and Bob. Thanks for taking my call. And I'd just like to say I'm a new listener, first-time caller. And the reason why I'm a new listener is because my buddy, who's a city inspector down there in Austin, he's a big fan of yours. So anyway, I just want to get to my question here. I wanted to ask Bob and you, where do you think the economy's going? Because in my situation, me and my wife, we purchased a house 2 years ago out here in California, and in 2 years it's already underwater, $150,000. And this is kind of like my retirement and everything. We're all rolled into one. And I'd just like to know or hear any suggestions that you might want to give to me to, should I get out, should I let the bank have it, or what?
Because well, I know what Bob's going to say. You'd have to look at your particular financials to give you advice.
Because we're current in everything, our loan and stuff. We're not behind on our payments at all. We've never been behind, and the bank just doesn't want to, they don't want to work with us as far as modification or anything.
I believe some laws were passed to make them do that, but it's not being enforced, Bob.
No, that's correct. And the banks really don't want to make any deals. They just as soon have the houses and dump them into the market. And I think they're going to end up with a lot of houses, and I think that's the final intention. But I think you should see how it goes. Are you in Southern California?
Yes. He said yes. His audio was real low.
Oh, and so I think you can expect next year that you'll probably, and maybe into the year after, you'll probably see another 10 to 20% drop in the value of the home. But if you're willing to stay there and you can make the payments and that doesn't bother you, that's fine. But on the other hand, if you don't want to continue to be in an underwater home, you just walk away from it.
Well, see,
in California is a state you can do that.
Well, the thing is what I'm afraid of is if the economy crashes, I'd like to be prepared, and it just doesn't make sense for us to keep spending $4,000 a month versus $2,000 a month in renting. But the thing is, I got kids, and I want to make sure my kids are safe and protected and taken care of, that I can provide for them.
Well, I understand you live in California, but that's a state I'd get out of. I mean, if you have your druthers and could get out of California, I'm not telling you what to do with your particular case, sir. But me, I wouldn't be anywhere near California, Bob.
Move to Austin. But, you know, the point is, the best thing to do is really to walk away. That's a large monthly payment. And you can rent a house in California for probably $1,800, $2,000 a month. That's a heck of a lot cheaper.
Well, God bless you. I thank you all for your advice. And thanks, Alex, for doing our country, for everything you do out there.
Okay. Well, listen, we're almost out of time, Aaron. Sorry to hear that you're in that situation. That's why it's so painful to really be aware of what these globalists have done. But thank you. Michael, Bill, Brian, Jesse, we're out of time. We'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central with the abbreviated Sunday broadcast. Bob, Lord willing, will be back next Friday in the third hour. I appreciate the crew doing the great job, the Genesis Network, all of our sponsors, all of you out there that make this transmission possible. We'll continue to try to get the word out and wake as many people up as we can. Also, be sure and support all of our local affiliates by spreading the word about them and supporting their sponsors. Couldn't do it without them.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.